This episode is being brought to you by Soul Tribe Publishing House.
Welcome back to Soul Sisters Sunday Podcast. We're so excited to have you listen again, and we're so excited to be back. I am Jay.
And I'm your co-host, Kim.
And we are the Soul Sisters of this podcast. So for today's episode,
like many of our previous episodes, we bring to you engaging conversation, different ways of looking at things, good laughs, and good times.
Before we get into our episode, don't forget to subscribe to us. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. We're on TikTok. You can listen to our episodes on any platform that you listen to podcasts on. And stay tuned.
Listeners, based on our title, you see that we're bringing the good looking segment back. But this time, we're talking about meditation because we are so good looking.
This should be really fun and exciting. I, for one, love meditation. I have made it a part of my morning routine and I plan to keep it that way. How often do you meditate?
I don't meditate every day, but I do like to meditate often. Sometimes I do it 3 times a week. Sometimes I do it once a week. I think it depends on how I'm feeling about meditation. But before we get into the nitty gritty, Kim, what is meditation?
I'm not even sure how to answer that because I've seen it done in a couple different ways. But I can say from the different ways of doing it, they all have the common goal of bringing a peace of mind and relaxation to a person. Some people consider walking to be meditation. I personally do guided meditations with music and affirmations. It all depends on the person. But as long as you have a clear mind at the end, then you have successfully meditated.
I agree. So now the definition that I got from google.com is that meditation is a practice that involves training the mind and inducing a state of focus, attention, relaxation, and mental clarity. And of course, we already know that this is a tool that we can use in therapy because it's a self-reflecting tool. It's a stress reduction way of doing life, and it is a promoting of well-being. Now, Kim, how long do you meditate for? Is there a time specific to meditate? What are your thoughts around that?
I say it is. I've always been told not to meditate no longer than 10 to 20 minutes. However, I have seen different articles that say if you have to meditate longer than that, that's fine. So it would depend on the person. But for me, give me 10 minutes. I got things to do. I can't sit still that long. And my mind tends to drift away. So let's keep it real simple. How about you?
I don't meditate for that long. I think that 3 minutes of having mental clarity and being one with the universe is more than enough. And whenever I meditate, I try to do it outside and I like to hear the universe because I think that helps you get into your meditative state faster. So I don't do it long at all, but I think 3 minutes is a good time. I've seen articles talk about how length doesn't really play a role in intensity. So you can have an intense meditation session and not sit there for 20, 30, an hour long. There's no benefit after a certain amount of time.
So it sounds like to me that you go outside to meditate as a way of being grounded or looking for that grounded feeling.
Sure. I think meditation is grounding, though. You can meditate anywhere. You could also do things while you're meditating. So to me, what I'm doing is listening to the universe as I meditate. I think it's the same idea if you listen to music or affirmation. It's just the idea of becoming grounded. I love meditating outside, especially when it's sunny, because I get to meditate with the sun and get to connect to the sun. And I think there's so much power in that.
I've never meditated outside before. The position that I would prefer a meditation is honestly laying down in my room with the door closed and it's completely quiet. Outside got bugs. I would hate to be in the middle of a meditation and I'm startled because a bug is crawling on me. That would ruin the whole mood. So let's put me in the room.
Meditation is whatever works for you. Sometimes meditation is not about sitting down. You can meditate while you are creating. You can meditate while you are painting. You can meditate while you are making food. I think meditation at its core is becoming one with self, one with the rest of the frequencies that we have, and letting go of attachment. I think that's what meditation truly is, or at least for me.
Are you ready for a different opinion?
Sure.
I personally don't believe meditation is possible while doing other activities. Listening to the birds chirp outside while you're meditating, that's different because it's nature, sounds help with the brain waves, that's different. But cooking while meditating or playing a video game while meditating, things like that, I believe it will be hard to focus. So is meditation really possible like that? Again, I know people are different, but
I know that I paint and I meditate. I know that I cook and I meditate. If it's easy for someone's brain to do it, then that's meditation for them. The listeners, you have to tell us how you guys meditate. Do you guys meditate the sleeping way like him, or you go outside? How do you meditate? Because there's so many different ways to meditate, and there is not one right way to meditate.
Now, while all of this talk about meditation, and we know there are many different techniques and many different styles, what are some benefits of meditation?
For me, one of the biggest benefits is that I get to let go of the things that are in my mind. Whenever I meditate, it's not about not thinking, it's about swerving my thoughts. And if something comes into my mind about a conversation or things I need to do, I'll let it live in my mind as I'm trying to focus on self and as I'm trying to focus on grounding my body. I think of it as a balloon. Like, yeah, you're here, you're floating inside my mind, but I'm going to pop you so I can continue being with self. So benefit would definitely be the discipline that you have to build to meditate.
I would say it definitely takes a lot of discipline to meditate, especially if you're the type of person that wants to sit through a 10-15 minute session. That takes strength, and you also build your strength while meditating. One thing I have found from meditation is it helps with stress. Everybody has some type of stressor in their life. I don't care how happy you are, how much off life you're living, there is some stress there. Meditation helps with that. Me personally, I've noticed when I do meditate, especially at the start of my day, I can navigate the day better without feeling as if I want to pull my hair out versus the days when I don't and I can't tell my left from my right. So definitely if you are a person who lives a stressful life or going through a stressful situation, that may be the route to take.
I agree. I do think that meditation does help with a lot of uncertainty in life. I also think about how meditation increases empathy and compassion. I don't know if you get the sense of feeling so light after you meditate that you get to see the world so beautiful. So to me, whenever I am done meditating, I feel at peace. I feel so thankful for my experience, and I can have so much more grace for people around me. So I think meditation definitely helps a lot in my interpersonal relationships, because I'd be ready to knock motherfuckers out.
That feeling of lightness that you spoke of, it makes me think of the gained patience you get from meditation. So it takes a lot sometimes to be a patient person, especially when people are testing you. So I think it's a great thing to learn that from meditation. What is another one? Well, one I've read recently, which I find it to be true, is the boost of the immune system from meditation. I don't get sick often, but since meditating, I am in a better state of mind. It helps me think differently, so my body feels different. I honestly believe that along with my lifestyle has increased my immune system.
I agree with that. Whenever you feel better, it all comes from the gut, as I've heard many times. If your gut is unbalanced, then the rest of you is unbalanced. So you always go back to your gut. And I think meditation is that, becoming one with your gut. I also think about how meditation improves focus and, of course, attention. Once again, you guys can meditate from a minute to 10 hours or somewhere in between, but it's still, there's so much to gain from it. So whenever I'm done meditating, I can truly focus more on the things that matter to me, because I feel that I have met myself, and that's all that really matters, is my experience.
I have a question for you. I don't know if you have ever tried it, but would you be open to doing a group meditation or a partner meditation with a friend or something like that?
No.
Oh, why? I don't even like the question why, but I have to ask why.
What? You can't leave my no there? You are a boundary pusher, ma'am.
Right now I am, yes.
Ma'am, I actually don't like the idea of meditating with other people because meditation is such a singular thing to me, at least. You are allowing your energy to truly come out of your body and you are putting your defenses down. Your energy field of defense is down and it's down so you could let go of attachments and be one with the universe. I don't want to share that time and faith with anyone. If that makes me sound selfish, then I will be that. But nah, not thank you.
Sheesh. Okay. Well, I am a little surprised by your answer. But
why do you? Do you do that? Is that you want to do that with me? Because I'm going to be no. I'll see you when I'm done meditating.
I'm not opposed to it. I have meditated with other people before. It can be done many ways. We can sit next to each other. We can hold hands. You can sit across the room. You can sit 2 feet away from me. It depends on the type of meditation and the intent behind it. But I would be open to it.
That's cute. No, I get it. I get why people meditate in groups. I've seen meditation happen in groups. I get the idea. The power is in numbers, right? Especially if you're trying to do something intentful other than show me my path, bless me with wisdom. But no, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I will be open to that. I can, and that's so interesting because I meditate with my child, but it's not meditation of togetherness. It's meditation of aloneness together. Does that make sense?
Okay, sure. So it's as if you two are in your own spaces, just getting a peace of mind. You're not holding hands and chanting the same things together.
Right. And we're not in the same frequency. So she's meditating under her bubble and I am meditating under my bubble, but we're doing it together. I think that's the only way that I would be okay with it. The exchange of energies as you're meditating with someone holding their hands, listening to the same affirmations or whatever, that's a little too deep for me. No way, Jose. I'm good.
Wow. I understand it. Completely get it. Just, wow, I'm a little shocked. But anywho, back to what we were talking about.
That's so interesting.
Well, listeners, I'm a little curious. If you are someone who meditates, please tell us how. Do you do group meditation? Do you make up your own meditations? Do you practice the guided meditations? It's so many different ways. And I'm curious. Let me know.
Now, listeners, we hope that you meditate. And if you don't meditate, is there a reason why? I know there's some people out there that are anti-meditation. Kim, were you ever anti-meditation?
At one point in my life, yes, because I didn't fully understand it and I had a hard time focusing. I don't know if it's because I just wasn't in that realm to do so, or if the affirmations and the practice of it just didn't feel right. I'm not sure what it was, but at one point I felt it was not worth it. It wasn't worth the time for me. But now I can't go without it. Were you ever like that?
It's so interesting. No, I don't think I've ever been against meditation. I haven't. Earlier on in my years, I didn't completely understand it and what the purpose was, but I was never against it. And I started thinking about meditation around the same time that I started doing hypnosis. And it got me curious to know the difference and why does this one work this way and this one work this way. So I learned how to respect meditation. And I'm not a regular to meditation like that, because I don't think that you need to do that in life. If you're listening truly to your soul, to your energy will tell you what it needs when it needs it. So I like to follow that belief more than be a regular meditator. Is that a word? It'll be a word today.
Well, I would assume so. Meditation is an action. Someone has to execute that action. So meditator it is. We'll go with that. Just gave them a mini English lesson. They didn't even ask for that. But anywho, practice your meditation out there, people.
All right. So guys, follow us on TikTok. Follow us on Instagram. Leave us a review. Let us know which episode has been your favorite so far. And also, we only have a few more episodes left of this season. So that means that our season rewind is coming up.
As much as I hate TikTok, I will say there are some great meditation videos or videos giving the background or leading into meditation. So if you have to, if you're a TikTok girly, I guess you can learn from there too.
Guys, there's also a lot of videos on YouTube for meditation purposes.
Absolutely. YouTube is my go-to for meditation. They also have meditation challenges where you have to practice the same one for 20 days straight or 30 days straight. And honestly, I've done 2 of them so far and I have noticed a difference. So I highly recommend the challenges that are posted on YouTube. All right, so there we have it. We gave you some benefits to meditating. We gave you ways to find out how to meditate and what to do for you. If you want to go outside or stay in the house, whatever. Just get your mind clear and have a great day at the end of it. As always, move in love, stay peaceful, and we'll be back soon. Bye.
This episode has been brought to you by Soul Tribe Publishing House.